Okay, today, continuing in Zion with the topic of Seer of Sal. Right, yesterday we discussed what's this Seer of Sal, whether it needs to still be hot, right? Or do we say that it was taken out of the oven a month ago? It's been in the freezer now. And now you're. So even though, there are a lot of Rishonim that seem to say that it's done, but the Rambam doesn't seem to say that, and the Rush doesn't seem to say that. So in the postgame of the Shulchan Aruch, I don't think that Shita even is brought down, even though it seems to be a very popular Shita in many Rishonim, but it's not the Rishonim that are normally quoted L'Halacha. So the Shulchan Aruch says in the Shin Chaf Hei Aleph, Shtei Isos, Shein Mishumachas Kishir, Im Nogo Zo Bzo, Ashein Bakim Ma'at Mizu Mizu Mitzarfet. So one way of Tziruf is to have two Isos and put them, attach them to each other, that if you would pull one away, it would take, rip off some of the Isa. But if they're not midbakim, but asal mitzarfen, afil machash shenafav v'nasapas. Right, even if it's already bread, and in the sonam alavazvas and al tavla sheim alavazvas, ainam mitzarfen, because there's no what, there's no toch. It's just a flat tray. Says the Shach says in Beis, so by the loyf shita, right? It's the by the loyf shita in the Gemara. Because of a chavim stam ein mitzarfen, came the bezman hazeh kol chala derabanan. Because chala bezman hazeh is derabanan, so it's a suffix in the Gemara whether if you have you don't have a rim, you just have a flat tray, whether it's mitzarf. So since chala bezman hazeh is derabanan, we are makel. And says the, and then the Ramah says, "Lechay shem tzafer b'chli zayin shlo yetsay shum dover lemalam yidofne akli." Right, there was also a discussion. They call kikar isu b'malam. In other words, you shouldn't have. Right, so if it's lemalam yidofne akli, that's also is not mitzarf. So if you have a big. If you have a sal, but sometimes you can have, pieces of bread that goes over the top. So also we assume that it's not mitzarif because, again, it's the rabbanon. So the Gra says, "Kach peyish beis Yosef dvarv." Nechonim, Tziv Sal Chavon Neshichas Isos. Isos Afil Noshku Rak Tzasa. Right? He says, Yizoshal, he says, Shum Dover L'mal Midof Nekli. Zahayu Shal Yehei Kol Kikar Echar O Isa. And not every shita holds this. Some hold as long as it's a toch, feel cool on the mala, leislamba. In other words, once you have a toch, it doesn't matter if it's lamala. Because then once you have a toch, so then the avir kli goes up. So then that could be good. It's only the Beis Yosef said that. Yeah, well, the Ramah is quoting the Beis Yosef. So,
what happens in the case of the flat board?
Yeah, so the flat board would make it because there's no. Right.
You don't see a difference in the marks on that.
Yeah, so... says the chen kshem mitzdarfel b'chli zayin shalo yetzi shum dover l'malo midoftei kli. Then she called Kika Echar Issa Lamal Midofte Kli. So he says, so some that argue with that and say, it doesn't matter, once there's a toch, it's okay. Because the Avi Kli is Mitzarif. And if you look in the Sefer Chalas Lechem on page 3, he says, "Hiniyachi kikaros al tavla pshuta, she'ela safa." Right? It's just a flat board. I raise a safa in mitzarif l'chala. Hilka, the chala didan shehum midrabanan. Inu chayv l'hafrish. Actually, tzarif also kli sheish lo toch. It comes a bare person who called a rotzel tzarif for kli zayir shelo yetze for kika sholim isa kli. Shazay nele toch mechitza sa kli. And if you look in the shir bracha here in Yud, in the page 3, in Sif Katan Yud, on the bottom of page 3, Kakosav Beis Yosef, the Mashmur Lei, Hachidavka Kika Sholem, Havayotzev Tzoso Ein Lochosh. In other words, if the whole kikar is Lamala from the Kli, that's a problem. But if just part of it, as part of it is in the Toch, part of it is out, that's okay. So maybe you need that to be mitzarif. You want to be mitzarif then. So is the part. So he's saying that the smasher on the Beis Yosef, that all you need is that the problem is you shouldn't have a full kikar out of the kli. How does your kol kikar echad or isul amal midof nakli? That's the problem.
How would that happen if you have a whole?
It's piled up, right? Well, it's piled up.
Yeah, but you still have a shear within the.
Who says you have a shear? Maybe you don't have a shear. Maybe you don't have a shear.
The whole talk is filled up, and then you have a little.
So the question is, but say it's not. It's not. Maybe you don't have a shear in the talk.
And that
part of the tziruf, the part that so he says the Beis Yosef says that as long as part of the chala is in the kli, that's good enough, and the part that's sticking up is also mitzuruf. And he brings a raya that, and the Gemara explains, because just like neshicha, when you have the chalas being noshech zeh bezeh, so they're not noshech, they're noshech at one point.
Right.
So the same thing. All you need is that the chala. Part of the challah being the thing. That's how the grower writes. Sirf sal hu kemo neshichas isos. Visa sefil noshcha rak tzosos. And the smag disagrees, and he says that the whole kikar could even be, because then you have the avir kli. You shouldn't have the whole kikar on page 4. Oh, isa kula malam idofna kli. Shazay nena toch mechitz takli. But if part of it's in, part of it's out, that's good. And kama kli lamalam again. Vim kisa kli lamalam a mapa, then. So then, in other words, say it's overflowing, so the eighth thing you can do is cover up with a mapa. You cover up with a mapa, that even if it's overflowing, it's okay, even if it's totally lamala. Say you already filled the thing. Because really, you could be mechasa without the sal. So what do you need the sal for? The answer is, he probably is piling it up. And then at the end, he has some extras that he wants to, they're overflowing. So instead of unpiling it, so he just puts out a sheet or whatever on top of it. And then everything is misarf. But he says, a tavla pshuta lo mahani kisoi. Yeah. Feel mashal mahal vidof narkwe. Ava tavla pshuta lo mahani kisoi. Okay. And then he says you need the gear, etc. You need the gear also, right? Without the Dolei Amorim, who was Tzrichman al Choshel Devarim. Then there's a Rabbeinu Peretz here on page 8. Post is Rabbeinu Peretz. Right. Oh, so the big question is, what if sal mitzar, this is a very important question. The sal mitzar require kavana. But you're putting in the sal with kavana that it should be mitzar. What if you're just putting in the sal because you want to put in the sal without any kavana? Is it an automatic thing or is it not an automatic thing? That's the question here. So he starts. Mikan yishli zog sha'anu mesimim hamatzos b'teva b'erev Pesach. He pile up the matzos in a box or whatever. B'erev Pesach mafrishim matzah achas mikul. So it should be no geya, etc. So then he asks the kasha. The line begins u'mikibetza ochlin. The line that begins u'mikibetza ochlin. He says mikom mokum kosher dekomer hachas al mitzarfo par meisim b'chol yom shanu ofim pashtaya echad she'emo shir chala b'erev Shabbos u'miyad ofim pashtaya acher she'emo shir chala v'chazah ofim echad musim usam b'teva achas u'pom v'sheish b'chulam shir chala v'lo kamafar shir chala. There's a lot of times we pile it up and then we're not mafish. But my ha, sal mitzarfo. Tears are ready to heal. The Lord means sal mitzarfo al kshirotza b'dayto l'tzarfo. Al kshayin b'dayto l'tzarfo ein ha sal mitzarfo. So the Rabbein Yechiel says a tremendous nekuda. He says that only works with das. If there's no das, there's no tzirif. So if somebody is just piling up the thing because he just wants to organize the matzahs, organize the thing,
You didn't give a tariff
that you have to put it in all together. Yeah, in other words, the standard post don't work with all the Rishonim we said yesterday that you need Kham. That you don't need Kham. Then he writes here the Derech HaChaim. It's always good to see the Pesachim of the Derech HaChaim is with the Nesivus. It says, Adubshinin Shablilos and Ova Gon Lekach Chai V'chal V'chul V'yamu. So he says, Shir Chal Tzarek V'av Shir Chal. Kein lo mokem sham minag she osa chasana brismila, sholchim lo ova cholecha lekach. Whereas a lot of people are going to send lekach to the bris. Everyone's, like here we do it when somebody makes a sholem zachar, so different people bake and they send it, right? And they're not mafresh because they didn't make a shear. But now when you get all the people's things together, it could be a shear. In other words, why don't you just take one and mafresh on everything? The answer is because maybe the people who baked at home were mafresh. Maybe they made a big thing and they didn't give you everything. They kept some for themselves. They were mafresh. So anyone you're going to be mafresh, if you only be mafresh one, it's going to be minapator alachiyev. So that's no good. So therefore you have to mafresh separate from each roll. So we call echad ma'atma echad natol beveso. It's starfo in mishar ha'isa shalom. Minapator alachiyev. Shiavo biyaduzel. Chayin yivtza mikol echad ma'at. So if somebody's giving you stuff, you should be
Well, if they would start it, why don't you have to take a little from it if he has one unit and just takes the shear, whatever the shear is, one time?
No.
Why can't you say something from the
One second.
Why does he take the thing called Echad Ma'at?
Because if he's only going to take one,
is mitzdarif or mitzdarif?
No. Mitzdarif is to mitzdarif to a shear.
Yeah.
So say you have a shear, but it's still. But if the one you're taking from already was hufrash from before,
right.
then that's not going to work for this.
Yeah.
So even though it's mitzdarif, but so what? It's mitzdarif. Now you have a shear. Okay, mazel tov, you have a shear. See? But anyone that you're going to pick out might have been who first in the other guy's house.
Right.
So that's the question. Does Kavana play a role? Or does Kavana not play a role? Right? So we saw that Rabbi Yechiel says that you need Kavana. We'll see.
In this case, couldn't you, the one
that when you say something about the wrong mahakal and the whole thing is gone, unless you don't say, some posts give hold, you don't say something about the mahakal, like
atchila. But here you have a bunch of things here.
Okay.
There's something, you have no idea if it was, maybe they were all mahakal and there's nothing. So he's saying that you have to take care of everyone's cookie, you didn't take one cookie from every guy.
Would you say something?
Every
what?
What's your second?
Yeah,
you know, I take
like one cookie from each one.
I think this
was not about
Kavana.
Yeah, or if you know this bag, yeah. Or even maybe something from every piece of cake.
Okay, but if let's say the Mishpacha Aleph.
Assuming that the Mishpacha Aleph, there was one hafrasha for,
Meaning every piece of cake you got
to
take off. And every guy's cooking,
I guess it probably means this one sent you his lekach. His lekach of every lekach from each one. I don't know if they had made it was like cookies. It was like probably just one shtick cake. So from his shtick cake, you'll be mafresh. From the other shtick cake, you'll be mafresh.
It's all in one place.
If I come on
here,
I want to
know. Nothing happens still together. What's the
shaykhus
to it?
What's
the
shaykhus to what?
Why
does
it make a
difference
what I think when it comes to
what I'm together? Right, because maybe the salz mitzarif. If you want it to be mitzarif, now you have, it has to go with kavana. If you're just piling it up in a basket, so you're just doing it for convenience. You're not doing it for tzirif purposes. Maybe tzirif needs das. That's the question. Yeah, look and say for chalak al chasa. He says, yesh omim shasal mitzarif. V'ilu him nichum shom below Kavana, Shem Chiv, B'tziv Zev, Chiv who is damage Yashir Chalam Tzal Chassal Mitzayv. Tzarech Yen Ma'adzin Shem Chav V'Perish Shein Ritzon Of Shein Tzarech. That's very tough with him. So he quotes this discussion. So first he quotes that same rush that we said yesterday, that sometimes you're going to mitzayf, you're going to forget. So it's a mashal from that rush, that it's a mitzias. In other words, the rush says that you'll mitzayf later, you know, and then you'll forget. Mashal hashin shem starfa b'li kavana. That's the pashut shot in the rush. And that's what the Derech Chaim says. That it's going to be mitzayf together. B'li kavana. Rav Yechiel is the one who says you need kavana. So Pashut Pshat, Rav Yechiel is arguing with the Rosh. So the Sefer Machzeh Eliyahu on page 12 says, "I am a shut Machzeh Eliyahu shekasev deav shalom and the lo pligi." Yesh lefarsh kavana Rav Yechiel dein ratzolom debinin shechavin, and the binin shechavin sheyikulam shmurim yachad b'mokam echad. Nainush lo echad mikan. Chaim ba'ofen shirach l'shmir. He says akar zeh. He wants to say that maybe Rabbi Yechiel doesn't mean that you have to have kavana for tziruf. All he says maybe Rabbi Yechiel means is that you want all the ragalach to be together, you want all the mandel bread to be, it's not for halacha reasons. You want them to be together because you want them to be together, and maybe that's enough for halacha. In other words, so it could be that if you want all the this type of cake to be together, that would be a tzir, even if you're not thinking in halachic terms.
Why should the type of cake
that whatever reason you want these to be together.
The fact is you have to put them together for some reason.
Right.
You have some reason to put them together.
So that's what he means. But if you're random, they're not. As opposed to saying that there's a machloikis, the Rabbi Yechiel says you need kavana for the halacha, Shabbat. He says maybe no one really requires kavana for the halacha shabbat. It's a mitzias, but it might be since you had kavana for the mitzias shabbat that all these types should be together. Maybe that's an interesting nakuza that he writes. And then the Sefer Mod de Mismanim Rav Sternbuch Shlita. He discusses Sholach Manos. He says, "Be'inyan Mishloach Manos," page 14. This is a good shiur to give before Purim. Matzoy Michshol Gadol. You have a Michshol Gadol in Sholach Manos. Shedech Klal Be'ugos Umezonos Ein Ofim Kadei Shir Chala. Right? Usually, you don't have a Shir Chala. How many cookies do you make? Okay, Ein Afri Shir Chala. Aval Mekaba Be'Purim Kama Matanos Me'igul Kamadolma Mesim Nesod Teva Orem. You see, people, you know, they sort out Sholach Manos, right? So, Anan Kaimelon Shafil Lo Ofa Kishir Hasal Mitzarf. What do you call Klishi Yishbotok? So, therefore, if people give you different Sholach Manos, so he's going to be machshel you, you know, not him, but collectively, the collective. That was a matzoy tuva. A chachacham echad matzoy larach lefars and barabim. Some said that you should have a public announcement. Nizavugus b'kliyah b'teva b'chashash shem mitzarfu. Halalaihu disatevu.
The oron is considered a tov.
So maybe we'll see. So then he says, "Feeling the shulachach l'hafrish," but then even he's going to be mafrish, that's a problem, because maybe some did mafrish. The Rebbe Choshev Adavka ve'osa uga she mafrish kvar hifishu mirechala she'ofu kishir. So that's his question. So now what's the Libet Chus? So on the nerves that come and start them with a heter. Freshes ladat leben hagra. Eitzam sarf she'en b'chol echad shir. Elk she no gim zeh b'zeh. Right. So, but can imishem also teva in no gim zeh b'zeh kuli b'chol in sarf. Fiv b'cholkim lav nerush rak b'lechem of matzahs. Okay, so that's if they have to be nogim, but a lot of times they are nogim, like you say. Then he says, it could be that you have to be something that you're not makpid. Gam lechem matzos sal mitzar she'enu makpid al taruvas min shetzuras asiyasim shovel. But uga kol lechem betam shlo. But if you have different cookies and the different tastes, and you know, some have cinnamon, some don't, you don't want the cinnamon to get on the other ones, so then you makpid, so then you makpid shalo yisarvo. So he says, Iker near Lania's dieti she'edu borosh yesh chiyuv chalak she'mehesim osob yachad b'teva. Fadas feker shalom tzadfum gagam yesh l'slavik ol shemagam haratzir v'enkat shir she'mikzat kvar hu fresh b'mayim chalak v'asalom tzadfum l'shayi l'panam alkeinu ela sofik yim yesh achashav chiyuv chalak. B'sofik yesh chiyuv chalak b'chlal ha'bizman hazeh sofik d'rabanan. Oh, telki. Right, because you never know. You put it together, but you don't know. You put 50 to 30 cookies together, but you don't know. Maybe some of those, it's still a suffering. Because you don't know how many cookies, taka, maybe were a part of a bigger thing. So even if you have a shear, who says you have a shear? Because maybe some of them already been up tour, so then you can say something to Rabbanu Lakula, like Rav Talki. So maybe, you know, it'll always be a suffix derabbanan. So that could be another limitzchus.
We say that if someone took off, let's say they had a, you know, like the suffix around when they take off the bracha, and they have 3 pounds or 3-4 pounds.
Yeah.
They took off the bracha, and then they took off, and then they're the tzaris the tzal after the fia, but now they have the tzir tzal. Now they have a lot. So they have to say they have to take off again because now you have a lot of issue.
Right.
What you took off before was
in count.
In count, it was not a suffix. Maybe it was an issue. And now.
So it's a suffix.
But you know that you took, meaning, even my own, meaning I took off.
Because I took off a Taurus Lo Bracha, the Chumra.
The Chumra, and now I put them all together, the Tzir Tzal, I have to take off again.
The first one might have been worthless, right? What do we say, meager din? It's okay, but just koshish for the.
That plus the Ravana, like.
Yeah, so it's another. So he quotes here the Adar, the sheet of the Adaris. Who's that? Rav Cook's father-in-law, the Adaris. So the Adaris here, in Chelek Ches of the Rav Sternbach, he has Ha'oris on the previous volumes. So he's of the opinion that...
His own Ha'oris.
So he says that the Adaris holes you need... Like what we thought originally of Rabbeinu Yechiel, that you need kavana. So So if there's no kavana, you're just putting it away because you're just organizing things. Then, so he quotes the Adaris. See if some believe kavana ain't more or actually suffer from yichuv afreshes chala. Only if you're doing it for kavana. Not like what the Chala Kol Chassid said. That maybe there's two types of kavanas. There's the halacha kavana, and then there's tzir and metzias. So he says maybe tzir and metzias is good, and you don't need halacha. He's saying a bigger cooler, that you need halacha kavana. And if you didn't have halacha kavana, you're just a balabasta that's putting the different shalach manas together, then that's not going to do it. So if you hold like the Adaris, and then he quotes the Shem Machzal Yel, we saw the Rabbeinu Peretz, and others that say you need kavana, so maybe they also say, and then in Rav Folk's farm, in the Machzal Eliyahu, first he talks about on page 18 can you be so much on the Aruch HaShulchan that cook cakes are not chayiv so he's not so into the Aruch HaShulchan. The Mechaber says everybody favors. And then he has a discussion of a freezer, putting it in the freezer. So then that's the discussion of because when you put it in the freezer postures, you're not putting it for to be mitzarim. Right. So a lot of times you put it in the freezer, you put it in plastic bags. So you have separate plastic bags, so they're not no gay as ever said. So if you hold up the grod, you need no gay as ever there, then you won't have no gay as ever there, and then he talks to, and then the shayla of Havana. But some say you don't need no gay. That's the discussion. And then he quotes, and in the next paragraph he discusses what we discussed last week about do you need that it still be hot? And then in 22, page 22, here's the discussion of the Kavana issue. Look at theirs. Without Kavana it's not going to work. So bottom line is, with the deep freeze, he has a summary on page 22 on the bottom left, Os Chav Tes. Page 22, Os Chav Tes on the left. He says, first of all, Eina Kikaras Nogos Buzu Buzu. So maybe there's no Seer Sal. Sakigras Tach Sakios. He says, if you have one big bag and then two small bags in the big bag, that everyone would agree that's not mitzaref. Then kli mechubar makarka is maybe not, that's not a sal. And then he says, any electrical thing is like If you assume where that source is from, so then it's not a sal. So then it's also not a star. And then kli ha'osu banachas is not a kli. Because if you make a kli that is made just to stay in one place, it's not made to move, even if it's not our bone saw, maybe it's not a kli. And if it's machzik our bone saw, it's certainly not a kli. And then if you hold you need it to be hot, there's also, it's not hot. And the Rabbeinu Chiyos says you need kavana. So let me call on now, shame up in Lachosh Chal, Chal and Bekar. So at the end of the day, he says there's enough snifim to be mako, that you don't have to worry that you put in the fridge. You know, the Chal and this and that, that it's some type of tziruf. What? Big freezer, yeah. Right, like some people have that, right? Yeah. You know, it means that a human body could fit in. Yeah. Okay, so this is a very fascinating topic, you know, about the Kavanah and all these different aspects of the Sal. Yeah.
Do we have anywhere in Halakha in Israel to matter Kala on Shabbos? Anything about Halakha Kala on Shabbos?
Yeah, I mean,
isn't there a standard assumption we don't do matter Kala on Shabbos because the over isn't a right of talking to a baby or any other...
So what's your point?
Kala is a very relevant thing on Shabbos. I have one Kala that wasn't here, one Kala that wasn't this year, left a mission.
Right.